Well, I mean, it's always it's a business trip, no matter what, you know. No matter what happens, you know. We just got back from being on the road driving 6 hours, and then you know, the next week driving 5 hours, you know. So, it's something that, you know, this year we haven't had to deal with, but you know, it's there's no difference. You know, it's just something we handle, and we handle it with poise, and you know, it's adversity. You know, without adversity, it doesn't make a great team.
Yeah, and then can you just talk about you had the weather delay and gave up the two touchdowns, so you were down. Can you just walk us through how the sideline felt, the team felt, and then after your play, how everything just flipped?
I mean, yeah, after, I mean, being down is something that, I mean, you look in the past years, it's something that we're not, you know, like, it's nothing new, you know. There's nothing that changes, though. You're down, you play football. You know, you execute on offense, execute on defense. Defense gets a couple stops, we get on score, and you know, the game flips. And I mean, just like I said, like after the punt block, that, you know, I knew I was gonna block it. You know, like I just had that in my heart. I think everybody knew it too. You know, it's a perfect look we've been asking for all week. You know, so it just comes down to execution, like anything. You know, you're down by two touchdowns, you gotta execute. Up by four touchdowns, you still gotta execute and run your offense and play defense.
Matt, talk a little bit about first game back at home this year, but also first game in the new building, being able to kind of go through your routine in this building, run out of the new building. Just give us a little general thought about how that was and kind of your experience with it.
Yeah, it was nice. It was I mean, it's something new, you know. It's great to have the new building, running out of TJ's garage, getting hyped up in there, you know. It was crazy, man. It's something that I will remember forever, that's for sure. You know, it's great. It was a great, I don't know. Like I said, there's a lot to learn from. I can't even be like crazy happy about the win, you know. It's because there's a lot to learn from still. There's a lot of stuff to do, and there's a lot of stuff to change that, you know, and so we can not feel like this after a win.
Does a play like that you made at the end feel a little bit more special because of the number you're wearing on your chest?
Oh, 100%. D. Reed was definitely looking out for us on that one. 100%. There's, you know, there's no way. There's no way there isn't that he was not up there looking out for us on that, you know.
You're a senior on this team. You've gone through a lot of games like that come up on the wrong end, where maybe that blocked punt doesn't happen and you come in with a head hanging loss. But now, having so much experience, what's your message, especially going into the bye week? To your teammates in the receiving corps, but also everybody on the team that looks up to you, what's kind of your message to them to start that refocus and get ready for MAC play with Central?
Yeah, I mean it's the same thing every week. You know, we get 24 hours and then you flush it. You know, and we're gonna watch the film tomorrow. You know, get a little workout in, get the soreness out, and then it's on to the next week. You know, it doesn't matter if we have a bye week or not. We just got to keep improving. Keep practicing hard, executing things like that punt block, you know, focusing on special teams. Offensively, we got to, you know, get the ball moving a little better. Defensively, we just, you know, just got to keep working. You know, there's no change from now and 9 weeks down the road. You know, there's nothing that changes. You know, it's just the same thing every week.